Beginning our daf Masechtas Baba Kama daf Yud Aleph, beginning of Aleph, beginning Tosfos Masechtas, beginning the Gemara, Yavi Edim Shenitzvah Bainis, let him bring witnesses that it was mold beyond his control. Now, the Yisi Doish Perek Omnin, the Yisi Darshans in Bama Tzidat Begimel Min Aleph, says in the Pasuk, Ein Raya, that no one saw, like the Pasuk says, now, which tells us, HaYesh Raya, but if there was someone who did see, there was a Raya, the Yavi Edim Shenitzvah Pada, then you can bring witnesses that it was mold and you can be exempt. So that's not a chalik. It's just the mashmalos darshanik. They're just darshanik from different ways, but it's the same point that you don't have to have a shavua. You could bring witnesses. It's different ways of proving the same idea that we're saying. Just bring edim. That's how Abishal darshanik. Which place has obviously a different girsa than we have in our Gemara. Which why it's called the cursed one? This dead animal. Because it died without a bracha, meaning by the shechita you make a bracha, meaning it wasn't slaughtered. Or because it was just killed. But is the gracia dura, which kamei achas mehindel in the dora pasuk in Yeshaya, which it's lacking. That's what's called a dura. Or bekuntus garis, like our gears is aduda kamei yochel ed, like Rashi explains, which is a term of like the spoils of war, meaning that which was killed. Next Tosfos Master Tosfos says that b'shiltes Rav Achai gersin and the gears in the Gemara is amar Shmuel amali abba. So it has those extra words amali abba because. Our Gemara doesn't say who he says it over, but then he says, Ani Omer. Ani Omer, didn't you just say? He says, but it's in the name of Abba. But like Yipesh HaKodesh, Yipesh HaDominik HaYon HaKachor. Not the way Rashi translates that, he's saying over the custom of the judges, and he disagrees. No, it's in the name of someone, and then he disagrees. Next test, not the beginning of Zigmara, in Shaman, that we do not do this thing of evaluating, of supplementing, Lilaganam, Lilagazam. Rashi explains, in Shema HaNaveh, we don't evaluate the dead animal, the broken piece of Labaylim, that the owner takes it, that the thief just gives back that the depreciation. No, Elishalom Behim Shlema, he has to pay back a complete animal, the Kelim Ulam and bona fide vessels, and he has to hold on to the broken pieces. Aye. Says Tayyiz Vavgav, although we know, the Gemara tells us, as we said, this is Nav Zayin Min Aleph, Yashav Le Rabbi Shavu Kesef Ke Kesef, that when you have to pay up something, you give up even something that's worth the money, like the money of Afilosu, but even bran. So that's what Tais is, and that's what our Gemara is really telling us. Ganim Gavs and Chani. A robber and a thief is different. Why? Mishav Lek Sibitz and the Pussy Asher Guzzle that they stole. What is Asher Guzzle? Of course they give back what they stole. Meaning, that is like the Gemara tells Levin of some of them, and now ancient Guzzle, they have to give back as it was when they stole it. Has to be as is. Oh, Helkat Tzach Lahachzak Zelo or Demehav Lek Sibitz. So the Pussy is obviously telling you have to give back the stolen item for its value, but not just brand. Chemash Mishami, that's what sounds like from the Yushami. That says, how do you know you do not do this thing of evaluating and supplementing for Ganam Gazan? No, my Baba, my mom, he says, because they bring a different blessing, that you have to pay back what's alive times two because of the halach of Kevel. Now, what's Chaim? Well, they not dead, which teaches us as it is. Ad Kedon Gineva. Okay, that teaches regarding Gineva, because that's Kefal, which is only Gineva, Gizel, but not having a Gizel. I'm Baba, my mom, he says, the Hishwig Zelash Gazel, the pasuk that we brought before. Kasha Gazel, like it was when you stole it. And the hindered time of the Ganam HaGazlan, that's the reason. Now, what's the reason of Ganam HaGazlan? Because Konam Yad, because they acquired right away, because Shreitzim Mishra's Bailim, right when they took it out of the domain of the owner, they took the whole object. Now you're liable for the whole thing. Depreciation is your depreciation, meaning the Ganam's. Avon Nazik, and that's the contrast of our Sugya, but a damage or Linus Chayev, Elikamash Hizik, he's only liable for like what he damaged, because that's the only thing he impacted, and he has to just supplement what he impacted. You smash someone's car, you have to give him a whole new car, you give him for whatever damage you did on that door or that mirror. Says Taisis, now behind the time, that's also the reason the man the Amman, now we can understand the one that holds in our Gemara after Shayel, that also for the Shayel, for the borrower, that also he holds that there is a Machalik, but the one that holds Ein Shaman, like the Gan Megazin, why? Why is the Shayel more Chomer than a Mazik? Because Kivin the Chai Ba'inzin, a borrower, he's liable for everything, even extenuating circumstances. The answer comes out really essentially is because you have full responsibility. You like acquired the whole thing, you have full utility and you have full responsibility when you took it from the owner. Essentially the same svar like Gan Megazin, and you're liable for the full responsibility, for the full value. And you can't just give Shabbat Kesem. And therefore that's why in Shaman, you can't just supplement, you have to give back the entirety of the item. Next test master begins with Gemara, to come a Tares Lamarichin. You can't just say you count from day one. like I said, you can be chayshus, but because we can from day one, then you can be purifying the 14 days also from day one. Pierce, as Tosfos explains, shesaveres yedalch in the kevo, because we don't know if it's a zach in the kevo, because obviously it got dissolved, but you have to be concerned that maybe it's a female. You start counting 40 days of the haro of the days of Torah of the girl, meirishim from day one. So then madom shentir b'tezvav, then the blood you can see on day 15. You're talking it's going to be from the day taharo, which might still be the last day if you start counting from day two, and therefore you can't count from day one. Says Tosfos, you can say why. Why day 15 will not be tar, as Tais explains. Maybe day one, which is obviously one side of this equation, that maybe the head, which is considered born, or the majority, which came out, which also considered born, and even if it didn't come out, maybe it's a male, which anyways the days of Tum is only 7 days. So this is what's called a svek sveka, double doubt, we should go legally. So why are we being stringent? Something that we can say is no, the Muslim mission is fake sveka. You cannot be permitting this because of a double doubt. Because they have a trade cooler the sasa dadi. So he says interesting question. He says you can have two lenses that contradict each other, as he explains. Shem Tiryim Memalov. Let's imagine this woman, day 41, sees blood. Tishtachinam is fake sveka. You should also permit them from the same double doubt. Why? What do you mean? The Shemaliyatsa Zubay Biyamishan. Okay, maybe that the majority of the baby did not come out day one. That's a suffering, right? One suffering number one. That fully at Sudai, even if the majority of the baby did come out on day number one. But Dilman the Kavihi, maybe it was a girl. If it was a girl, so although the days of Tara of a boy only go till day 40, and this is day 41, yeah, but if it was a girl, the days of Tara go all the way till day 80. You get double the amount. So the problem is the Hashtab Tilitarnu, now in the beginning we permitted Mishum the Shemazakha because maybe it's a boy. And now Hashtab Tanim Shem the Kava. And now we're going to permit because maybe it's a girl. So either way, day 15 and day 41, you're being lenient by both of them because of a svek sega. Now, either way, you did something wrong because it was either a boy or a girl. So that would not allow us to be matur now because of svek sega, because these two leniencies would contradict each other. We find similarly in Mishnah and Nida of Chavtes and Alf. Teshav lazachov nekevel and Nida, that you have to sit as if it's a boy or a girl, and for the halachas of Nida, because Avagav the Chalei Sabah B'Nav Shem Svek Sveka, even though each suffix on its own was a double doubt, every Isra on its own, but and you usually lean by double doubt, but you can't have it because it will contradict the other one. Next test not with the words of the Gemara, they mix the shul b'levad, that because you can't have even some of the amniotic sac come out without part of the child. Then so it's different time you can say, wait a second. The laws of the machayshin. So according to the laws that says this halacha, that we are concerned that for day one, Mishum day mix the shul b'levlad, as he's teaching this chiddush, that because you can't have part of the amniotic sac without a child, and then maybe it was the majority. Avamah you mix the shul b'levlad. But if let's say you would be able to have some of the sac without a child, then you tell him lohisa chasheshes. Then he wouldn't be concerned. So he says, I don't understand. Hey, Chadami, what's the case talking about? If it's in the public domain, then even by one doubt we purify, because we know Sabik Tama Bishas Ram is Tara. And the Ibishas Yachim is a private domain, then actually if it's Sabik Sveik and Nami Tami, then even by a double doubt it should be Tami. Because it's not, it's a mission Taharis that says, no matter how many doubts you're going to enter into a Sabik when you have a doubt regarding Tama in the private domain, even a double doubt is going to be Tami. So what is this relevancy that we're saying over here because of one subject versus two subjects? So it says, Rishon Lezion is no, that halacha of subject tumah is that difference, and it doesn't make a difference if there's many or one subject between Rishon Zeram and Shas Yachad, is only regarding halachas of tumah. Rishon Lezion over here regarding this woman, this Yeledis, the Shemayin Arli in La Asul Abayla, where tumah considered as a Nida, there's two elements of Nida. There's the tumah part of Nida, and then there's the prohibitory element of being permitted to intimate with her husband. It's regarding that that we're talking about regarding forbidding on her husband. That's not the idea of Rishos Yach versus Rishos Ram, that would depend if it's one tzavik or it's two tzavik. Next is not the beginning with the words Zigbara. Shul Yosh Yatsa Mektsasa, if you have the amniotic sac that some of it comes out, Sasu Bechila, that part is forbidden to be eaten, meaning the animal that was slaughtered, but this came out and maybe he was already considered as born, and therefore it's not going to be permitted with the slaughtering of the mother. Pirish, Tzavik explains. Sura, it's going to be forbidden, even what's on the inside. Why? Because Shemboi, if it makes the shots, maybe there's some that did go out. The head of the child was what came out. Then we consider the whole child as if it's born, because the head already is like it's born. It was already born. It wasn't considered part of the mother to be permitted with the mother's slaughter. And therefore you cannot recite in it the halacha of whatever's in the animal could be eaten, which the Gemara Chulin of Sarach tells us that when you slaughter the mother, the baby inside is permitted. Here, not because demiyesh mikta shali b'levlad, meaning, and like we said, because of the concern that it might have been, so to speak, born with a little bit that came out when the head went out. And that's going to be on the whole animal. And Tais explains this idea because the imyesh mikta shel b'levlad, because if some of the sack would be able to come out without a child, then ha'ilon l'hatam and tamas v'kseika, then we should have permitted the what stayed inside because of the double doubt, because maybe none of it went out, and even if it did, maybe it wasn't the majority or the head. But for the fact that you'll always have, there's only one suffix. So Tais tells it's a wonder why, because the sugi d'hacha muchach from our sugi, it's obvious the shayir b'lazer that b'lazer permits. With this amniotic sac that went, that part of it went out, if it would have been a double doubt, he would have permitted bachila. It's just we're saying it's one suffix. Problem is, by double doubt, Blazer says forbidden because dalhach mishnah on that mishnah the shali yishatzim mitzasam. That when you have the amniotic sac that some of it went out, come here, Blazer said the following teaching. So later on, we didn't learn this. Only if it wasn't tied onto the fetus. But it was tied onto the fetus. We're not concerned for another fetus, and we won't be concerned for the sac on its own. Now, when it's not tied on, then obviously it's only but a double doubt. It says over there, maybe it dissolved the fetus, and that's the case. So when it's not tied on, tishtri, because the shema in shem vlad achar, that maybe there is no other child. Maybe if there is another child, maybe the majority didn't go out. So there seems to be a contradiction that from there it sounds like that even my sex faker, Beleza says, is problematic, as Taisa just said. So. But our sukkah it sounds like that six sukkah is going to be permitted. If you're someone to zero, you can see the verise on the hasam shema b'chulu. That double doubt might have b'shul yishal achav lad. It's talking about the sack after the child. The v'laza iri b'shul yishal kaim lad. V'laza talking about the sack before the child. The v'adi yisham blad achar kashen shurba. Then that's not a suffix. That definitely there's another child when it's not tied up. I mean, my brother, you must have need that was enough. We don't say that we suspend that the sack was from the child. Only by the sack that comes after the child. So that's what Blaz was saying, that he was talking about by the sack that was before the child. Another part you could say is the Hassam asked for six vika. Yeah, there they were saying it's forbidden to eat my six vika, even though our Gemara is saying not. Gizera mitzas atta kula. That's only because of a gizera, of some because of all the gizera. Like our Gemara continues to say this the same idea. So it wouldn't contradict what he's saying over here. Then in general, six vika would not be a problem. Just like the sack is a sign of a child by a woman, that Taisa Gir says, that's how it's a sign for a child by an animal. Which, according to Taisa Gir, has the following question. Why are we suspending this halacha of an animal in a woman? What do you mean? The mission is only talking about by an animal, why would you make it depend on the isha? You could say, the isha partially is mehem because it was more obvious to them by a woman than by an animal. Why? That a shaper who's the shaper have a simen vlab the isha because it is a proper sign by a woman, but lebe behema and not by an animal. Because the animal like the mishnah teaches b'chayz after testament days simen vlab meaning the not shab the shvir who's simen vlab isha because the mishnah teaches over there simen vlab behema shalya. The sign of a child by an animal is the sack. By the woman, there's more things that there's the liquid and there's the sack. There's more things by the woman that are a sign, and therefore the primary one that we would anchor in was the one of the isha. And then we're saying, and so too is that by behema. That's why we're comparing it to that of the isha.